We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the top of Kuf Dalet, beginning of a line, Gufa. We learned yesterday that when you make Havdalah, you should use between either three Lashonis of Havdalah or seven Lashonis of Havdalah. And the Gemara asked that this Amora used four Lashonis. He used Bab Mavd Makar Shechol, Bar Lachar Shechol, Shalom Amin, Vyar Meshach Shechol, Masa. The Gemara answered the fourth one just that before you end off the bracha, you want to say something Me'ein HaChasima, or it means that Me'ein the Psicha, something similar to the beginning. And the Gemara said, Nafke Minitu Tupshah tomorrow, Yontiv, when you end off Mavdom and Kodesh LeKodesh, what you have to say at the end. Now we're going to go to the continued discussion of different Lashonis of Avdallah. Gufa. Amar Rav Elazar, we learned Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yeshaya, HaPeiches LaYivcheis Meshalosh, someone who says Avdallah, he shouldn't say less than three Lashonis of Avdallah. And someone who wants to say a few Lashonis, even more, should not say more than seven. And according to Tosfos, it means it's either three or seven, not anything in between. The Rashbam is mashma more, it could be between three and seven. Meisvei, Meisvei Akasha from a Braisa. Says the Braisa like this. Oimei Havdalah is Matzah Shabbos. So when do you say Havdalah? You say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, or Matzah Yom Tovim. It's also a time when you say Havdalah, or Matzah Yom Kippurim. Also, Matzah Yom Kippur, you also say Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos, LeYomtiv, you even say Havdalah when you go from Shabbos to Yomtiv. Uve Matzah Yomtiv, Lechol Shamoyed, and from Matzah Yomtiv to Chol Moyed, also you say Havdalah. Avaloh, even Matzah Yomtiv, LeShabbos. But not, if Friday is Yomtiv and then Shabbos, you do not say Havdalah, but from Yomtiv to Shabbos. What's the Pshat? Rashbam explains, because when the lower minister is leaving and the king is coming, it's not the derech to be melaveh, to walk out the minister and then go greet the melech. Right away the melech comes, you go greet the melech, and you don't care about the lower ministers. So therefore, there's no havdalah when you go from Yom Tif into Shabbos. And then the bride goes further. Haragil, someone who knows different lashonis, oimah harbeh, there's a lot of different lashonis of havdalah. V'she'eini ragil, if he's not someone who's bucking lashon havdalahs, Oimah achas, he says one lashon. So ad kana brisa. So straight in the brisa, they can say one lashon of havdalah. You don't have to say three. And Rav Lazar said in Rav Ishia that you need at least three, not less than three, and not more than seven. And here it's mavuyi even one. So my answer is tanoihi. It's machlekes tanoihi. Omer Rav Yechanan says benon shakadoshim. A certain Tana, who we call the children of the Holy Ones, Benon Shal Kedoshim, we'll see who that is in a second. Oyim Achas, he used to say one Lashon. V'nagu Am Loim Mishalosh, but the minig of the Am is to say three Lashonis. Mani, so it's like Tanoim. Mani Benon Shal Kedoshim, who's Benon Shal Kedoshim? What's the name of this Tana? Rabbi Menachem Bar Samoy. His name is Rabbi Menachem Bar Samoy. Ma Kar Le Benon Shal Kedoshim. Why do we call him Benon Shal Kedoshim? He was very makbid. He never looked at a tzura of on a coin, a tzura of a person. And like Tosfos explains in other Masechtas, that even though it's a Masechta Shabbos, but Iker is the Tosfos, that the Gemara has a shaila there, if you let him make a tzura of a person. And the Gemara comes out there that it's mutter, and the kasha is, I, this Gemara, that Gemara comes out that it's aser. And I, this Gemara, it's master, it's only a chumra not to look at a tzuras of the zuzah. So Taisa's answer is there, it's only when you do it with shame of Avodah Zarah. When there's a tzura of shame of Avodah Zarah, that's aser even to look at. Mashaiki and a tzura is not made shame of Avodah Zarah, it's only a chumra, it's only a kedusha of like Rav Menachem, who is makbid not to look at any tzura of even a zuz. So it's called Benon Shal Kedoshim, it's talking about tzuras of the zuzah. And why he called Benon Shal Kedoshim? He himself is kosher. You look at Tzura Zuzah. So Tosfos at the end of the Maskil Dalai speaks out. He says, "V'toyle kedushase ba'aviv shegam aviv hayekadosh." The toyle in his father, because his father also was kadosh. So that's why he says we call Benon Shal Kedoshim. So he the machlekes at Tanoim is achas or three. Shalach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi. Chananya Achi Omer Achas. Chananya Achi also, he says one, but less Hilchas Agava say. We don't pass him like that. So, upon him, we have here Machlekes Tanoim, if you need a minimum of three, or one is enough. And Lamai said, the minig is to do a minimum of three. Om Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi. Hamavdil, so makes Havdalah, Tzarech Shuyem Ma'in Havdalah, Samurus Vatairah. The Havdalahs that you say in Havdalah have to be different Havdalahs that in the Torah it's called a Havdalah. For example, We are saying Mavdil min Kodesh l'chol, and we Kodesh l'chol. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says Ulahavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. So all the Abdullahs in the that you say have to be Abdullahs in the Torah. That's what it says in Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Shmuel Levi says every Abdullah you say has to be made Abdullahs in the Torah. May say that's a kasha. Say the Abdullahs heich. This brisa rechen zoy is the seven Abdullahs that you could say. Say the Abdullahs heich. What are the seven Abdullahs you could say? Oimer hamavdim and kodesh l'chol. That's one, but Erl Choshech is two, which means a light and darkness. Between Klai Yisrael and the nations. Between Tomei L'Tahar. Between Hayom L'Rucharava. Between Mayim Al-Yoinim. Mayim means the water and the dry land. Between Mayim Al-Yoinim, Mayim Atachtoinim. Between Kehanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. So really, if you count this up, it's really eight. Because Ma'adim Bekarish Chol is one, Ma'adim Bekarish Chol is two, Ma'adim Salam is three, Ma'adim Shavim Asa is four, Ma'adim Tara is five, Ma'adim Chorava is six, Ma'adim Layon Ma'adim Tarim is seven, Ma'adim Levim Yisrael is eight. So the reason why it's not considered eight is because the one of Ma'adim Shvi, Shesh Ma'adim Asa, that's just Ma'adim HaChasima. And what's doing in the middle, because that's usually when you say it after three, but that's just Ma'adim HaChasima, it's not one of the Havdalas, that's just to say something Ma'adim HaChasima. But upon him, we have all these eight things in this, all the eight Havdalas. Now, every one of these Havdalas, it says in the Torah, according to Rav Shmuel Levi, it has to be said in the Torah. The Gemara is going to ask him certain things that don't say in the Torah. But let's chesh b'reish which one says in the Torah. So, Amad M'Kayesh Shechoyel is the Pasuk, U'lahavdil ben HaKayesh u'ben HaKayel. Ben Or L'Kayeshach, the Pasuk says, V'yar L'Kim Es Ar Kitoiv, V'yavdil L'Kim Ena Or Ben HaKayeshach. Ben Yisrael L'Amim, the Pasuk says, V'yisim L'Kadoshim, Ki kodesh ani Hashem va avdil eschem na amim li esli. You see lashon avdala by that. Beim hashvi shishem masa. That there's no lashon avdala tara, and we'll see because that's because in the chasim we don't care about that. Beim tamei latar, the pasuk says ul hav ben akosh ben achayel uven atamei ben atar. That's what's on the pasuk. Beim ayom lecharav, there's no pasuk for that. Beim mayim ayon mayim aktoinim, the pasuk says veyasal lekim asarakia veyavdo ben amayim ashem tachas arakia ben amayim ashem al arakia. That's what Rabbi Yonah told him, and Mekhanav Liam Israel, the Gemara is going to give us the Pesukim. So, and the price goes further. What? How do you end off Havdalah? V'choisim v'seidah bereishis. You end off v'seidah bracha of seidah bereishis. Baruch ato Hashem, soidah bereishis. Why? Because on Matzah Shabbos, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with Musad Demasa Bereishis. The first 7 days Hashem created the world, and then Matzah Shabbos started, now the world was on for real. You say the pasuk Yoytzeh Bereishis because Hashem created the world by the beginning of the week. Yoytzeh Bereishis. Rabbi Yisrudo Eimer Choisim Mekadesh Yisrael. You end off Mekadesh Yisrael. What Rashbam learns is that because Hashem created the world only for Klai Yisrael, and therefore you say Mekadesh Yisrael. Ad Kana Brais. So what's the problem? Rav Shmuel Levi said that a Mavdil has say Abdullahs that are in the Torah, and the problem is there are some things here that are not in the Torah. But Yom L'Rucharava is not in the Torah. Zok the Gemara, V'misa, ha, ben yom l'charav l'ksiva be'avdallah. Don't say in the Torah anyway, a lashon of avdallah between the water, between the seas, and the dry land. So the Gemara, you're right. Sami mekan ben yom l'charav. Take out yom l'charav. Yachi, then you only have six. Why? Yachi, ben yom ashir shay masa nami mei nechassim hu. It's only mei nechassim. So batzachad, you're missing one. But like a shev, you don't have seven anymore. Now you only have six. So Gemara answers, Amri Kahanim Levim Israelim. The separation between Kahanim Levim Israelim is two. Shrei Milininu. And where is it say in the Pesukim? Bein Levim Li Israelim Nechsev Ve'esahi. At that time, Hivdil Hashem Asherit Alevi. Hashem separated the Shevet. Lashem Hivdil. And Bein Kahanim Levim Nechsev. It's a positive Ayomim. Bnei Amram Aaron Umoyeshev Ve'yavdil Aaron Lehakdishoy. Kodesh Kedoshim. So you see, Lashon Havdalah Sai between Levim and Yisraelim, and between Kahanim and Levim, that makes it extra one. That's your seven things. That is your seven different Havdalahs that's brought down in this Brisa, and they all have Makar from the Pasuk. Like Rabbi Shimon Levi, everything is Makar from the Pasuk. We're taking out Benayom L'Charava because there's no Makar for that, and Benayom Ashvi, Shesh Me'amasa, we take that out as well, but that we don't take it well. That just has to do with the Chasima, and therefore, it doesn't have to be in the pasuk, and also doesn't have to. It also does not count it as one of the seven. So the Gemara Vayta, what do you and Maisa? How do you end off of Havdalah? Maisa, Michzim Aichasim. What's the chasim of the Havdalah? Rabba ma mekadesh Yisrael. The end of mekadesh Yisrael, like that time, that's mekadesh Yisrael. Mishmul aymer, omar hamavdil min kodesh lechol. The end of baruch atah Hashem hamavdil min kodesh lechol, like our minig, and we had like Rebbe had shaloshim before like that. That's the lashon where we end of hamavdil min kodesh lechol. We'll see what the makar for this mavdil kodesh lechol. We didn't have a first tana like that. The tana we have before only had one havdala. We have to see. We'll see. We'll say over Rashbam where Shmuel is coming from. Back upon him. What do you end off? Rav says we have three shitas in the Braisa, either Soyde Bereshis, Yoytze Bereshis, or Mekadesh Yisrael. So Rav says Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel says Amavda Mekadesh Yisrael. Light and the Rashbam speaks out that where does Amavda Mekadesh Yisrael come from? His chor is not like any Tanoim. So he says, the Rashbam says, he's going like the Rabbanon in the first parak of Chulin. Because there it says, by Yom Tov you say, Hamavda Mekadesh Lekadesh. So he says, since the Rabbanon say, you say a mavdam and kodesh kodesh, is where you end off, so it must be, when you make a regular Abdullah, it's a mavdam and kodesh lechol. It says it can't be a Shmuel making his own shita, he can't argue in all the Tanayim. So therefore he says, Shmuel is going like the Rabbanon in Masech Tashchul. Zog to Gemara Vayta, Layit Allah Abaya, Vitem Rav Yosef Ahod the Rav. Abaya or Rav Yosef used to give a klala to anyone who ended off the Havdalah, Mekadesh Yisrael. They relied on it. Now, why did they give a klala to anyone who ended up like that? So the Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back explains like this. What was wrong? What was wrong saying Mekadesh Yisrael? So he says, Elazar Moshe says that Mekadesh Yisrael sounds like I'm being Mekadesh Moshe Shabbos. What's Moshe Shabbos? Moshe Shabbos is Sunday. But so the Elazar Moshe Horowitz, Pnei Aminim, Shemekadesh Moshe Yoyim. My fancy Gemara says in the Prentice Nero Kavanosal and Noitzrim, Shemekach was generation, they make Sunday. It's the Noitzrim who makes Sunday holy. Therefore you say Mekadesh Yisrael is not a good Lashon. That's why if you would say a different Lashon, it would be fine. But Mekadesh Yisrael sounds like I mean Mekadesh the Sunday, which is no good. And he says that why don't we it's a Tana, Reis Ruud the Mekadesh is a Tana, Reis Mekadesh Yisrael. What do you want from Rav? It's a Tana. Zokos Moshe Horowitz, in the Tana's days, the Noitzim weren't around yet. They weren't around yet. It's only in the Maroyim, though, the Noitzim were around. Therefore, the Layat Law in later Dairis, they were Layat Allah. Zokti Gemara Vaita. Tonam is made Rabbi Shuv and Chananya. Called Achois Mekadesh Yisrael, Vamavd Mekadesh Yisrael, Amarichal Yom Vishnoisov. Anyone says both, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vamavd Mekadesh Yisrael, Amarichal Yom Vishnoisov. Unless, Hilchas Sikh of Asay, we don't pass like that. The reason is because you don't say, you're not mechais mishdayin. The Gemara in Parak Shlesh Lachlu says, you don't end off a bracha with two. And therefore, we pass like Shmuel, and not like Rav, because they give a klala to anyone who did like Rav.